Take yourself by the scruff of the neck and shake off your incarnate laziness. When God gets us alone through suffering, heartbreak, temptation, disappointment, sickness, or by thwarted friendship, when He gets us absolutely alone and we are totally speechless, unable to ask even one question, then He begins to teach us. Spiritual maturity is not reached by the passing of the years, but by obedience to the will of God. Some people mature into an understanding of God's will more quickly than others, because they obey more readily. They more readily sacrifice their natural man to the will of God. To say that prayer changes things is not as close to the truth as saying, "Prayer changes me, and then I change things." God has established things so that prayer, on the basis of redemption, changes the way a person looks at things. It never cost a disciple anything to follow Jesus. To talk about cost when you are in love with someone is an insult. Jesus never measured his life by how or where he was of the greatest use. God places his saints where they would bring the most glory to him, and we are totally incapable of judging where that may be. God is not preparing you for anything. Obedience is its own end in the purpose of God. Be faithful to Him. If you are faced with the question of whether or not to surrender, make a determination to go on through the crisis, surrendering all that you have and all that you are to Him. And God will then equip you to do all that He requires of you. Get into the habit of saying, "Speak, Lord," and life will become a romance. You cannot have a moral holiday and remain moral, nor can you have a spiritual holiday and remain spiritual. God wants you to be entirely His, and this means that you have to watch to keep yourself fit. It takes a tremendous amount of time. A man may betray Jesus Christ by speaking too many words, and he may betray him through keeping his mouth shut. Conceit makes the way God deals with me personally the binding standard for others. Emotion is life lived at white heat, a state of wonder. To lose wonder is to lose the true element of religion. We are blind to the very things that make for our own peace. Your God may be your little Christian habit, the habit of prayer or Bible reading at certain times of your day. Watch how your Father will upset your schedule if you begin to worship your habit instead of what the habit symbolizes. We say, "I can't do that right now. This is my time alone with God." No, this is your time alone with your habit. The most important aspect of Christianity is not the work we do, but the relationship we maintain and the surrounding influence and qualities produced by that relationship. That is all God asks us to give our attention to, and it is the one thing that is continually under attack.